Okay, people, so it is day three of Sci-Fi London. We have another couple of films for you. So, time to sit back and let's get this popping, shall we? Right. We're going to start off with the UK premiere of Uzma. Okay, so Uzma, I feel that's how you pronounce it, right? It's a new film playing at Sci-Fi London. It is written, directed, and produced by Keith John Adams. It is co-produced by Gemma Saunders and Caroline Topazulaglu. Probably messed that pronunciation up. Keith also is on cinematography, editing, production design, sound, along with Chris Branch and Tom Haynes. He provides the music. Yeah, it's a very tight crew. Our cast, we have Jeff, played by Freddie Roberts. There's Joanna, played by Gemma Saunders. Chloe, plays by Alice Magadarali. We have our police woman, played by Victoria Mosley, and our policeman, played by Juno. And then the voice of Uzma is Eva Magbiar. Okay, so the gist of the flick. After enduring yet another sleepless night, plagued by the weight of his wife's absence, Jeff, an insomniac tormented by grief, stumbles upon a peculiar alien creature reminiscent of a jellyfish in the alley adjacent to his residence. Astonishingly, this otherworldly being establishes a telepathic connection with Jeff, imploring him to aid it in its concealment from menacing pursuers and help it get home. Dum, dum, dum. Now, this is it's definitely an interesting flick, right? It's in black and white, which it kind of gave me the feel of those Sunday morning movies, you know what I mean? Forbidden Planet and stuff like that, right? And with Jeff on a bike, with this Uzma in the front basket, I definitely feel they were trying to invoke E.T., right, with those scenes. Now, I think a really intriguing thing with this, and I've been trying to recall if I've seen it anywhere else before, but the score becomes a visual component of the film. Because when, you know, musical beds start playing, the musicians playing them appear on the screen. Yeah, they appear on the screen, and sometimes, you know, maybe a scene we are looking at becomes translucent, so that's in the kind of background, and then it comes back into focus and the musician disappears, right? I thought that was interesting, you know? It does become distracting, right? After a while, I'll say that. Because, you know, the film's about 70, 75 minutes, something like that, right? So, yeah, it does become distracting, you know. Story-wise, You know, we start off with a situation, you know, with Uzma going somewhere, and then we're with these police officers who kind of look like Hitler Youth, right? In their little uniforms on their bikes. And their truncheons looked like cucumbers. I might be wrong. They look like cucumbers to me, you know? I thought the way they communicate looked interesting. So I feel she was talking, the female cop was talking to a tree. Again, maybe I missed something. That's what it looked like, right? But I thought, interesting, you know? So yeah, there's plenty of interesting kind of components to this, which I think makes it worth a watch. The acting was a little up and down, right? Because I think some of the things that were talked about here, because, you know, as mentioned in the synopsis, right, Jeff is dealing with loss and grief, and so is Joanna. So you have those components, you know, regret and, you know, memory, just these things. And a lot of the inner monologues that we are hearing verbally, you know what I mean? Kind of makes sense. But it's kind of the delivery doesn't do the words enough justice, right? There's not enough emotion behind them to really make me buy into what's being said, you know, because it just felt like someone narrating, reading words off a teleprompter rather than these heartfelt feelings from someone who's being tortured by past events, you know, which is a shame. It is a shame because I think if they had got that right, the film would really impact more, you know? But as I said, there's enough interesting things here, I would say, for like, you know, a sci-fi fan to be intrigued. You know, it's definitely like, you know, like one of those late night movies, right? Playing at 4 a.m. in the morning. You know, it's that kind of vibe, you know? Like, man, I just remember my younger years, right? Come home from a club and you'd, you know, put on the TV and there'd be, like this kung fu movie with horrendous dubbing, you know, acting all over the kazoo. But it was fun enough that you're just like, ah, you know what? I'll just watch this. And it's a kind of like that, you know, it's kind of like that. There's these things that don't necessarily make sense, right? Don't necessarily make sense, you know, why the police are there and, you know, just all this stuff that's going on. But, you know, as, you know, like this short story, it's okay. It's okay, right? I think that, yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I feel that if you enjoy, right, like a kind of a B movie, you know what I mean? If that's your jam, then yeah, I think this will work for you. It is hands down better than Cade, the Tortured Crossing. You know what I mean? The story is way more consistent than that. So, you know what I mean? Do not get me wrong, people. You know? It's just, yeah, you just think there's elements that could have been polished. But, you know what I mean? As I said, could be worth a watch. right? Depending on what you're looking for. You know what I mean? But yeah, another flick showing at Sci-Fi London, people. Hit the website for all that information. All right? And now, people, we have another UK premiere. It is The Warm Season. Okay, people, so The Warm Season. This is the new film from Janet Grillo, and it is written by Adam Siddell. The film is produced by David Use, Julie Crosby, executive produced by Catherine Siddell, associate produced by Nicholas Clement and Alexandra Renzo, and line produced by Reinhard Lorenz. Lily Rebecca McDonough is on music. Sarah Brand, cinematography. Sujin Hong edits the piece. Nicole Arbusto is on casting. Tiffany Figuera, production design. Reed Risch, art direction. Susie Uderick Kirk is costume design. Hair and makeup, we have Ashley Field, Tiffany Shulalara, Pepper J. Gallegos, Samantha Dennis, and Melissa Barella. Our cast. Well, we have Clive, played by Carrie Kwa. Her husband, Mitch, is played by Daniel Dorr. Her mum, Carlene, is played by Cynthia Mace. Then there's Man, who is played by Michael Esperanza. Sam, played by Gregory Chabara. Lenny, played by Manny Rubio. The young Clive is played by Mia Akemi Brown. There's Joe, played by Lanelle Garza. Agent Blanco, played by Oscar Avilia. We've got an FBI agent, played by Andrew Kern. Another, played by Christopher A. Brooks Sr. And another government agent, played by Nicholas Wagner. So yeah, I think that's the major players in our cast. And the story is this, people. It's 1967, and 12-year-old Clive is playing in the New Mexican desert behind her family's remote hotel, taking photos with a trusty Polaroid, when a Mexican worker mysteriously appears before her. But he doesn't behave like the other ranch hands in the area. His name is Man. He's from another planet which is dying, and he's searching for a new place for his kind to live. As government sedans swoop in to capture him, Man hands Clive a glowing orb, asks her to hide it, and promises he'll be back. Now, 25 years later, and Clive's still waiting, struggling to keep the motel afloat and her aging mother, Carlene, alive. Her husband, Mitch, urges Clive to sell the motel, restart their life, and revive their love. But Clive is holding onto the secret and the stone, too stuck in the past to pull herself into the future. And then Man returns. Bum, bum, bum. This film, man, it's really interesting, right? Because it's not necessarily like what everyone kind of assumes a sci-fi would be. You know what I mean? it's not that. So you're like, okay. You know, as you're watching it and you're trying to, I think you're trying to get a handle on what we're seeing, right? This interesting piece that is just different, you know? And I think you can definitely get lost in, you know, what we're looking for in a sci-fi, right? What we kind of assuming from something, because, you know, at its soul, right, this plays out as this really interesting, this really interesting human piece, because we have this young Clive, right? She's obviously looking for something, right? She's looking for something, and you can tell that she's not quite sure, right? Not quite sure how to put everything together. You know what I mean? Like, she's with her husband, and you know, they're both artists, right? She's a photographer, but she's kind of lost that passion, that drive, doesn't feel the photos have the same spark. And it's all hoping that if this thing happens, everything will fall into place. Right, she's trying to keep this motel alive, but you know, turning it into an artist retreat, right? So she has these dreams, these visions, and it's like, but it's not all falling into place. So we're seeing her trying to work all of this out. We can see her husband, you know, who you can see he's tired, right? Tired of trying to chase a dream. You know, he's definitely jaded. Definitely jaded. And I think, you know, there's things that he wants, but then when some things come, like money, right? Then there's this, oh, no. And I think it's a fear of what it may bring, right? What if this is something else? But then also, I think he's already resigned himself to something, right? To moving on. So if, you know, this is all legit, what does that mean? Right? He doesn't get to move on, right? They're still going to be chasing this thing, which he no longer can see the end goal of. Right, and these things are fascinating. Fascinating. You know what this film reminded me of? So in 20, yeah, I think it was the 2020 London Film Festival. Yes, I believe it was. There was a film starring Riz Ahmed called Encounter. Right? It's a sci-fi film. But you know what I mean? You were like, is it sci-fi or is it something else? Right? It was one of those films that walked this real delicate line and was playing you in these different directions. And that film, there was this sweetness to it because you thought, you know what I mean? It seemed like it could be this other thing. And so there's this human story going on, you know? And that film Encounter really reminds me tonally of The Warm Season, right? Completely different films going off a completely different concept, but they both had this human element to them. And I think both of them, right? Aren't your traditional sci-fi. Because I think The Warm Season with this, you could definitely play a lot of things off as childhood imagination, right? So it's just like, how much of this is actually true? What is actually going on here? So this seems like this story of searching, of longing, someone trying to cling on to a dream, cling on to a hope, a belief, right? And then we're seeing this relationship, and it's like, what happens if one person still believes and the other person is given up? What do you do? How do you get past that? Right? How do you navigate these things? So yeah, for me, this really works. It's a real nice story, like the special effects. I mean, look, obviously, it's not a Spielberg film, right? We're not seeing anything spectacular here, but it works, right? You don't, you know what I mean? I don't really feel you pay much attention to them. And I just mean the quality of them. That isn't a sticking point with this film because the actual story and performances, people, the performances are the things that drive this film. The story is the thing that drives this film because it does feel like it's this intimate thing. Like there's a lot of, sci-fi, so this big, sprawling, like, situation, and you don't always feel a connection to the characters. The story can feel a bit, meh, right? We're just going by the numbers, but there's something more here. So I really did enjoy it. I think it's a really good showcase for just those different elements of sci-fi, right? It doesn't all have to be spaceships and modern technology, what, well, future technology, right? It doesn't have to be that. It can be this other thing, And you don't need a crazy budget to tell a great story, So, people, yeah, the warm season playing at Sci-Fi London, And they've got a whole heap of other festival dates. So, all the information is on the website. Go and keep an eye out for it anywhere near you. And also, I say keep an eye on this cast and creative crew because, if they can do this on this budget, boy, big things are definitely in the future. All right, the warm season. Stories have spanned the eons of time, right? We have so many genres, so many types of story, but sci-fi can encapsulate all of them, which is the joy of it, people. And here's the thing, everyone feels that they've got a story within them, right? You watch films and you think, I could do better than that, or I've got a better take on that than they did. So, this is your opportunity to put your film where your mouth is. That's right, people. The 48-hour film challenge is back. Mark it down, right? The 24th to the 26th of June. The 48-hour film challenge. Now, here's what the gist is, right? At 11 a.m. on the 24th, you will be sent right? The title of the film you're going to be making, a prop list, a line of dialogue, and an optional idea film, right? Then you have until the Monday to write, shoot, and deliver your film. But don't worry, it just has to be 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Simple, right? You can do it. And judging the films this year, we have got the great Amanda Ray. We also have Chi Kong Chong and Marbella. All right, they are the first three judges to be announced. So stay tuned because there will be more. But people, start plotting those ideas down. Start plotting those ideas down. Register so you are set, because this is going to be another hotly contested challenge. The only question is, will you be a part of it? Okay, so there you go. Another day, another part of Sci-Fi Festival in the bag. But I think back tomorrow, we'll be back though before the end of the festival. I think we'll be back tomorrow though, people. But yeah, go check the festival out. Remember, tickets are selling fast. So make sure that you get yours. And until next time, people, peace.